And now they're in the temple. And she has a dream. And I want to give you just the appropriate words here. Now she describes her dream. And she's talking to her husband while she has a little boy sleeping in her arms. And she says, last night I dreamt that next year I will be coming to the holy city for two feasts instead of one only. And one will be the offering of my creature, meaning her baby, to the temple. O Jotham, do hope, Anne, did you not perceive anything else? Did the Lord not whisper anything to your heart? Nothing, only a dream. Tomorrow is the last day of prayer. All the offerings have already been made, but we will renew them again tomorrow, solemnly. We shall gain our favor from God by our faithful love. I always think that it will happen to you as it did to Anna of Elkanah. May God grant it. And I wish I had someone say to me now, go in peace. The God of Israel has granted the grace you asked for. Now Jesus is speaking. And here he describes his grandparents. He says, my grandparents were just, and therefore they possessed wisdom. They could quote accurately from the book, singing the praises of wisdom from its content. And he quotes a text, he says, of wisdom. She it was I loved and searched for from my youth. I resolved to have her as my bride. That's the end of the quotation. But Jesus continues, Anne of Aaron was the strong woman of whom our ancestors speaks. Now, Anne is his grandmother. See, she says, he says of Aaron. And Joachim, a descendant of King David, had not sought so much charm and wealth as virtue, and possessed a great virtue, all holy attributes joined together like a sweet-smelling bunch of flowers to become one beautiful thing that was this exceptional virtue, a real virtue worthy of being set before the throne of God. Joachim had therefore married wisdom twice. And then he has a quotation, loving her more than any other woman. That's an unquote there. The wisdom of God, he says, enshrined in the heart of a just woman, Anne of Aaron, had not sought anything else but to join her life to that of an upright man. Certainly, that family joy lies in uprightness. And to the embodiment of the strong woman, she lacked only the crown of children, the glory of the married woman, the justification of marriage, the one of which Solomon speaks. As for her happiness, she lacked children, the flowers of a tree that has become one thing with the adjoining tree and obtains therefore abundance of new fruit in which the two good qualities blend into one, because she had never experienced any disappointment on account of her husband. And then he goes on to describe their love for each other. Although she was now approaching old age and had been Joachim's wife for many years, she was always for him the spouse of his youth, his joy, the most dear hind, that's a deer, the graceful fawn, whose caresses always had the fresh charm of the first nuptial evening, and sweetly fascinated his love, keeping it as fresh as a flower sprinkled with dew, and as ardent as a fire continuously kept burning. Therefore, in their childless state, they spoke to each other words of consolation in their thoughts and troubles. An eternal wisdom, when time arose, came, besides teaching them in waking consciousness, enlightened them with dreams at night, visions of the poem of glory that was to come from them and was Most Holy Mary, my mother. If their humility made them hesitant, their hearts trembled in hope at the first hint of God's promise. There was already certainty in Joachim's words, namely, do hope, We shall gain our favor from God by your faithful love. They were dreaming of a child. They got the mother of God. Now this is Jesus' words. The words of the Book of Wisdom appear to be written for them. By means of her, he's quoting now Wisdom, I shall acquire glory before the people. By means of her, immortality shall be mine, and I shall leave an everlasting memory to my successors. Unquote.